What is up, everybody? Welcome to Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe. And obviously, I have not been creating daily on this podcast, but I have been creating daily in my content creator life. And I was just doing kind of a financial audit in my business. And I realized I've been paying all these months for a podcast hosting platform called Castos. And so I jumped in there. Yeah, I'm a nice guy. So I host a podcast for my neighbor because I have unlimited podcasts that I can host on there. And so anyway, I'm like, okay, I'm going to cancel this account. Maybe I'll migrate my neighbor's podcast for him. And I was about to send him a text message. And then I was like, well, I'll just look at the analytics of Creating Daily to see, does anybody ever listen to this podcast? And to my surprise, there's people listening. So whoever you are, thank you so much for listening. I see several people a day are jumping on or checking out the show, even though I have not posted for over a year. So it's been over a year since I've posted. And you're probably like, what the heck happened to this guy? He was doing a daily show, and now he is not doing a daily show, and he hasn't been here for a year, and now he's back. And so anyway, I don't know how often I'll do the show, to be honest with you. I'm pretty busy, but I did want to jump on, give you an update. I did see some people listening to the show, so I'm like, whatever, maybe this will inspire me to fire up a podcast. And I was just deemed a moderator over on the podcast Morning Chat with Mark Ronick. So that's a daily morning chat that happens on Clubhouse. And that is also a podcast. So you can go check that out. But oftentimes I'm the oddball out because I haven't been podcasting. And I've just been focused on Amazon Live Influencer Program and a couple of other things. So anyway, I was like, well, maybe I'll come back and do my podcast, have something to talk about, and at least, you know, might be able to contribute to the conversation a little bit over there on the podcast Morning Chat as a new moderator. So if you haven't checked that out, go check out that show. And what have I been up to for the past year since I haven't been posting, or a year and 4 months? Well, I'm glad you asked, or maybe you didn't, and I just think you're listening, but maybe you're not. But anyway, I have basically been 100% focused on Amazon Live Influencer Program, been dabbling in TikTok a little bit. I've been looking at the Walmart Creator Program. And so basically, I kind of took the skill set I learned from podcasting and production and just, you know, all these skill sets I've had over these last 17 years as somebody who's been, you know, a camera operator, a live switcher, an event producer early on in my, you know, younger years, my 20s. And I've kind of taken all these skill sets and just turned them into creating content videos for Amazon sellers. So I think I've posted a couple episodes about it, but it's been going really, really well. We completed our first 12-month, year officially in the business. We did over $100,000 in revenue, which was pretty amazing for for a business that's been in a year. And also considering the amount of time that I spent on the business was about 20 hours a week, so I was pretty happy with that. And then most recently, my wife has made a transition out of her W-2 job into, you know, back into like doing more of what she's really passionate about, which is graphic design and freelance work. But then I was like, hey, honey, why don't you come out and make some videos with me, and kind of open us up to another category of opportunities with different product categories. So that's what we've been up to, just doing that thing and enjoying being back in Wilmington, North Carolina. So if you've been a longtime listener, you probably went through the phase of me in Puerto Rico, where I think is where I launched Creating Daily, and I started doing a daily podcast over there. And it was hard, you know, there. And somebody told me, when I first got started, and I kind of was like, blah, ho, ho, whatever, they're like, dude, you're gonna get smoked on this daily podcast. However, I will say I create content every single day, Monday through Friday. I create some type of content for the Amazon platform for sellers, doing product videos. So I still technically am doing some type of content creation every single day. So by definition, I am creating daily. and creating revenue every single day. So besides that, what else have I been up to? I did start a mastermind group called Dealmakers Mastermind. You can check it out. BillyThorpe.live is where I kind of have everything like that hosted. And it's kind of fun because I'm seeing other content creators and non-content creators become content creators through becoming Amazon influencers and leveraging the program to do brand deals and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun. Also been consulting on a software project, which is a lot of fun as well. More about that later if I remember that I have a podcast and that I technically am a podcast host. I will come back and share some of that stuff. So if you're not connected with me, please connect with me on basically any platform, but you can look up Billy Thorpe, but you're probably going to find some Australian rock star or British rock star that lived in Australia. I'm super confused. Somebody corrected me the other day. I can't remember. But anyway, if you look up Billy Thorpe or Thorpe Creative on Instagram, you can follow me over there. And if you want to see what's going on over in my TikTok world, I'm trying to gain 5,000 followers so I can be a part of their creator program. And so far, I'm up to 1,320, and I am a seller on there. And so if you're like, what is that all about? come check it out. And I accidentally went viral. I accidentally made a product video with my wife. Not accidentally made the video, but we made this video of an 18-pound coffee mug in our kitchen. I think the video is like 45 seconds or something. 2.7 million views on that video. Blew my mind. That's what got us to the 1,300 followers. Is this one video, and it just keeps hitting the algorithm. So it kind of went to 1.8 to 1.9 million, stalled out for like a week and a half or 2 weeks, and then picked back up, hit 2.5 million, stalled out for a few days, and then just hit another 200,000 since the last time I checked it a few days ago. Go follow me over there. It's at DillBillyHQ, and I'm going to be putting some content over there. Right now, this one video is kind of like keeping us in the mix and keeping people following us. So we're literally getting like 100, followers, 200 followers a week off of it, which has been pretty wild. So trying to get to 5,000 over there so I can jump into that creator program and see if I can start creating daily, no pun intended, over on that platform. So, all right, I guess that's it. I guess that's a quick update, but if you want to connect with me, DillBillyHQ on TikTok, Thorpe Creative on Instagram, and there's a reason why I did that. I applied for the Amazon Influence Program with that handle, and I cannot change it now, otherwise it will not link up to my Amazon storefront, which you can go check out also at dillbilly.live. Now, I've had a little trouble with the URL with some security whatever, like, I don't know, I gotta buy some kind of security thing or whatever, but go check that out, and that's what I've been up to. So have I been creating daily? Yeah, I'm not a fraud. I actually do create daily, just not this show. And connect with me, let me know what you want to learn, and maybe I'll jump on here and bring some other people from the, who are creators who are doing some fun stuff. I know I got my friend Monty Weaver who got me into Amazon, and so I got a couple other people that I could bring on, and maybe we can just talk through, some of those processes of what it looks like to be a content creator from multiple different perspectives, not just mine. But that's what I've been up to. So I'm 100% focused on video right now. I'm 100% focused on product videos in particular, super niche down, and then also have been reselling a lot of those products on an app called Whatnot, which maybe I'll jump into an episode and tell you guys all about that. But anyway, just wanted to say what's up. I saw this was on there. I saw some people are listening. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. And I don't have any outro music. That's it. See ya.